Okay, some American ambassadors stationed in South American nations headed by left-wing governments have faced their own version of hostility. Some have even been expelled. In Ecuador, the top U.S. envoy has found a novel way to reach out to his host country by playing keyboards in an Ecuadorian blues band. John Otis has the story.
Shortly before taking the stage at a Quito bar, the Ecuadorian band Samai Blues plugs in for a sound check. Some of the bargoers tonight are Americans. That's because the word is out. U.S. Ambassador Adam Nam will be sitting in on keyboards.
I'm glad to get out of the office once in a while. Thanks for coming. I need my bench. They gave me a chair, and I got to find one of my roadies.
Nam took his first piano lesson at age 5. After joining the U.S. Foreign Service, he played with bands in the Dominican Republic and Pakistan, then hooked up with Samai Blues here in Ecuador. The band practices in the ambassador's official residence, where Nam's bodyguards help set up the amplifiers and plug in microphones. Besides playing keyboards, Nam often sings lead vocal. For Nam, playing with the band several nights a week is a way to break away from traditional button-down diplomacy.
It's a great way to connect. So sports, art, whatever your passion is, get out and share it, because you shouldn't be the stiff ambassador who only shows up at speeches and cocktail parties.
But it turns out, singing the blues is one of Nam's dwindling options. Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa is a fierce critic of the United States. He expelled the previous U.S. ambassador and has refused to meet with Nam. He's also kicked out U.S. military advisors and aid workers. Elsewhere in Latin America, it's also been tough sledding for U.S. diplomats. The left-wing governments in Bolivia and Venezuela have expelled American ambassadors. In September, Kevin Sullivan, the top U.S. diplomat in Argentina, was nearly given the boot for commenting on that country's debt default, which involves U.S. hedge funds.
No, no venga a hablar de libertad. Ubíquese, señor embajador. Y no sea malcriadito.
Here in Ecuador, President Correa sometimes lashes out at Nam. In this speech, Correa warned the ambassador not to misbehave after Nam criticized a government crackdown on the news media. Nam plays down the conflict.
The U.S. relationship with Ecuador certainly has its difficulties and has had its difficulties over the last several years. But I think both governments recognize we have a lot more in common than differences. And it behooves both countries to work together.
So, does all this blues diplomacy make any difference? Moises David, the drummer for Samai Blues, says Nam's soulful performances help debunk the caricature of U.S. ambassadors as overbearing imperialists.
Es tan cálido, se comunica también con la gente.
Nam is so warm and communicates so well with the people that they want to come back and see him, David says. He gives diplomacy a new image. Music has also helped Nam break the ice with Ecuadorian officials, like Foreign Minister Ricardo Patiño, who delights in both slamming Washington and in singing.
He asked me to play. He had an Ecuadorian band, and I played some piano, and he sang, and it was a great experience. It was actually, we played Bésame Mucho.
The song was an intriguing choice given the bad blood between the two governments. In Spanish, Bésame Mucho means kiss me a lot. On this night, however, Nam and his bandmates closed their set with another classic, Roadhouse Blues by The Doors. For NPR News, I'm John Otis.